This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Dr. Richard Bartlett and investigative journalist John Fleetler will be joining us coming up next segment. But first, here's part of a key Tucker Carlson report dealing with the invasion of the United States.
The story of history is the story of invasions. One group of people moving into someone else's land and taking it. One nation ends, another begins. Invasions drive history. Few Americans understand this is happening to them right now. The United States of America is being invaded.
For the love of God, this is a damn invasion. Who is allowing this?
They invaded our privacy.
I think it's an invasion of the country.
In other words, it's ending. The country you grew up in no longer exists. Soon it will be unrecognizable. No one is fighting back. Few are even acknowledging it. And the people who lead us are letting it happen. Why are our leaders letting this happen? Well, to destroy the country and to change the demographics. Who lives here determines what the country's like. This country is changing faster than you may understand. Americans are being replaced. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. In August of 2023, illegal immigration outpaced American births, a brand new population. Last year alone, over 3 million people came here illegally just over our southern border. The media won't tell you it's happening, but if you look around, you can see it, and you can see it most clearly in our cities, which are collapsing. We elect people to protect us. That's what politicians are paid to do. But they've done the opposite. They've sold us out, and they've crushed what our ancestors built. Take a look at our cities. They're hellish, and immigration is the reason. The city of Chicago was in tough shape even before Joe Biden opened the border. Now, parts of it are basically uninhabitable. Even the socialist mayor of Chicago says the city is breaking under the strain.
Without real significant investment from our federal government, it won't just be the city of Chicago that won't be able to maintain this mission. It's the entire country that is now at stake.
Chicago's politicians may complain about illegal immigration in public, but in private, they're paying for it with your money. They're spending more on illegal aliens than on their own citizens. They're doing this secretly. They're hiding it from the public. Our team uncovered a shadow terminal, for example, inside Chicago O'Hare Airport. Hundreds of migrants were being hidden there secretly. Our team pulled up with cameras rolling, and at first we didn't see much. The city erected a black tarp to hide what was going on. The motive was simple. They didn't want us to see it. And a third-party security group paid for with your tax dollars told us that was prohibited. We weren't allowed to see.
What are you doing?
I want to look inside.
For what? For what?
They weren't local or federal law enforcement, so we ignored them. They had no authority. They were rent-a-cops. Inside, our team found more than 100 beds on the floor. The smell was overpowering, repulsive. It was filthy. But it's not just airport terminals that have been given over to people who've come here illegally from the poorest countries in the world, without permission, criminally, and yet being supported in every detail of their lives by taxpayers. No. Even police stations in Chicago have been turned into refugee camps. This is new video, never seen before, of what's actually happening inside Chicago's police stations. Keep in mind, the people who work in those police stations are paid to protect you. But that's not what they're doing. They're running refugee camps for illegal aliens. As our cameramen approached the Chicago police precinct in the city's downtown to see what was happening inside, you see people come out, illegal aliens, shooting in the middle finger and yelling. They didn't hide their hostility. Many other illegals have been pushed into poorer, predominantly black neighborhoods on the south side. We went there. We spoke to someone who has lived on the south side of Chicago virtually his entire life. He's enraged by how the city has fallen apart under its sanctuary city policy.
Andre Smith, CEO of Chicago Against Violence. I don't know the count, but I know that the readiness, the language of sanctuary city, state, and county should have had a plan, but it led to a massive destruction. I have seen almost the worst of the worst in Chicago. But seeing this migrant crisis, was the most devastating thing that I ever seen.
You live in America, the place you grew up, the place you'd like to see your children grow up in much the way that you did. But that won't be...
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listen, this is an action alert for listeners and viewers on AM and FM stations, cable stations, TV stations, InfoWars.com/show, and Real Alex Jones on Twitter and many other places. We have Dr. Richard Bartlett and investigative journalist John Fleetwood with us for the rest of the hour. I knew that Bill Gates and the Pentagon had done experimental injections of so-called Ebola vaccines around the world that had caused most of the outbreaks. We have the articles, mainstream news, federal government documents. We're going to show you everything. But I didn't know they were giving it to hospital and medical workers here in the United States and places like Colorado. But Dr. Bartlett called us yesterday, sent us the documents, and we're about to do a deep dive on it. But overhead shot, this is from the CDC.gov, a history of Ebola outbreaks. And if you go into here, the last one happened 10 years ago. But first I want to show you this. This is AP. This is Reuters. This is mainstream news. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. They do it in Africa. Literally killing tens of thousands. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine. AP. How the oral polio vaccine causes polio. NPR. Just so everybody knows, we're not making this up. Disease X could cause the next pandemic, according to the WHO, or Ebola, SARS, NIPAN 9, pathogens, researchers are keeping a watchful eye. Fortune. All right. That's just some of the articles. Now, here's the big data dump. And Dr. Bartlett's been on the governor's medical task force. He's run hospitals. He's working right now at a hospital. Took his lunch off to do this. When he sent it to me, I said, "Can you come on?" He said, "Yeah, only over the phone at my lunch tomorrow." So he joins us. And his information is at budesonideworks.com from his great work putting out the oral steroid that saved millions of people, budesonideworks.com. We have investigative journalist, highly recommended by Dr. Bartlett, John Fleetwood, riding shotgun with us. We'll go to him at johnfleetwood.com. But when you see something like this hiding in plain view, and they tell you get ready for Ebola to outbreak, then they're giving this experimental shot to medical workers, and we have the studies that 30-plus percent are shedding it. How is it doing it? What's happening? And why is Dr. Bartlett saying, medical doctor, this is so dangerous? I think we can all imagine why it's so dangerous, but he'll lay it all out with us right now. Ebola vaccine that sheds onto and infects others. Ebola vaccine that sheds onto and infects others 31% of the time, given to Colorado healthcare workers just down the road from the new Ebola bat lab in Colorado. Here is the Immune Colorado announcement. Denver Health Medical Team receives Ebola vaccine. You give me an overhead shot. I'm going to show people this. This is from the local government. Here's the actual breakdown of the so-called Ebola vaccine from the FDA. There's the document there. A randomized controlled trial of Ebola vaccine disease therapeutics. What these vaccines have done, all the outbreaks they've caused. Same Bill Gates-backed live Ebola vaccine distributed before Africa's 2016, 2018, 2020, 2021, 2022 outbreaks was just given to Colorado healthcare workers. The U.S. Army now developing new Ebola medicines. So it's not hard to see what's happening here. This is crazy. What are they doing giving a vaccine that sheds of a deadly pathogen to healthcare workers? This is a big, big deal. From the evidence I've seen, it's ultra illegal. But let's now go to Dr. Richard Bartlett, who's on his lunch while he heads up a hospital operation here in Texas to tell us what's happening. Doctor, you're the expert on this. I'm glad you and the investigative journalist, John Flew, were able to join us. Walk through this for us, Doctor.
Alex, thank you for inviting me to InfoWars. We really are in an information war, and you're at the tip of the spear. Thank you for sounding the alarm. Back at the beginning of COVID, you broke the news before anyone else did that we had an effective treatment for COVID. And you did that because you were doing your own research. Before you ever met me, you were covering budesonide nebulizer treatments for COVID, which was later validated by Oxford University in two randomized controlled trials. So you have been at the front, and I am honored to be with you today. We just went through 4 years of crazy during this COVID pandemic. And just as a refresher, you know, the funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the bat lab research there, which led to COVID creation and then a, quote, lab leak, happened with a organization called EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak. You remember Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, having a fistful of evidence of gain-of-function research being funded with U.S. taxpayer dollars. And he was waving that on the Senate floor under Fauci's nose. Fauci was caught red-handed and was stammering, stuttering. And he said, I wasn't funding it. What was really happening, the rest of the answer should have been, but we were using EcoHealth Alliance to do a circuitous path of funding with U.S. taxpayer dollars with Peter Daszak. The same thing is being reported to be happening in Colorado right now. Funding a new bat lab being created right now in the center of the United States in coordination with Colorado State University is what's being reported. And it's over $12 million now that's been reported to be of U.S. taxpayer dollars that's funneling to make this bat lab in the middle of the United States. You just presented a lot of evidence. If you look at all the different separate pieces, it makes a composite picture. Denver Health paramedics, doctors, and nurses have just been vaccinated with a live Ebola vaccine. Never before have we had anyone in Denver, Colorado, or in Colorado at all vaccinated for Ebola. So this is history-making 2 months ago. Why would they be doing that? They said they're doing it in preparation for a potential Ebola outbreak. Why would they be thinking that's possible? Well, there's a lab being created down the street from Denver, in Colorado Springs, where they're literally, it's advertising that they will be doing bat research, and it has been reported that they will be working with Ebola, Nipah virus, and COVID. And, you know, at this point, what I see in the emergency room with COVID is not the same thing that we had 3 years ago. It's not nearly as deadly. But when you have this kind of research going on with genetic engineering still happening with COVID, we don't know what could be released or leaked from a lab again. You know, we just had Boston University and the CDC in South Korea both bragged that they had a COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. That was a year ago. And
now the Chinese are bragging they did humanized mice with 100% death rate?
Right. So what is in those labs is not what we're dealing with right now in hospitals and emergency rooms. And I'm the medical director of a hospital emergency room. I work as an emergency room doctor. I am right now. And so I know what's happening boots on the ground front line. But we don't know the worst yet that could happen with COVID. If some of these things got out of a bioweapon lab.
And what you're saying is they'll just call it COVID. So let me ask you this. What about the reports, the government reports I have here in front of me, that it's shedding 31% of the time? We'll talk to investigative journalist John Fleetwood in a moment. But, I mean, how do you take a shot that sheds? We know the COVID shots do that. What's happening here?
So you actually have, this is actually infecting people with live Ebola virus. That's what the Ervebo vaccine is. It's live Ebola virus. That's what the Ervebo vaccine is. And so if you look at the FDA package insert, they're obligated to have package inserts, which we were, that was kept from the public with the COVID shots. But with Ervebo, the Ebola vaccine, you can look, anyone can Google or search the Ervebo Ebola vaccine, which the Denver health official, paramedics, nurses, and doctors received. And it will tell you there's a 31% shedding rate, meaning that they have live virus that could be transmitted to their spouse, to a loved one, to a neighbor, possibly to someone that they meet in the mall that does not know that they've been exposed to live Ebola virus. And so 31% in their package insert, the FDA package insert, that's the source of this information. I found that shocking.
Keep going, doctor.
And so you put these things.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You actually did a great service to uncover the polio in Africa. Right now, most polio cases that are happening in the continent of Africa are actually the vaccine strain of the live polio virus vaccine. And so that's the picture of what could happen, how things could go wrong with a live vaccine. So live polio vaccine is actually the strain of polio that is most commonly diagnosed now on the continent of Africa, not the wild strain that we're supposed to be protecting people from. And so when you have a live Ebola vaccine where someone's injected, they're actually infected with live Ebola virus. And that live Ebola virus in the injection could be shed, meaning it could be found in blood and body fluids, saliva. It's tested in the found in the saliva, urine. It's found in blood and body fluids. In wounds that are open, they find Ebola virus, live Ebola virus.
Well, doctor, I'm just sitting here, not a medical doctor like you, not a member of the governor's board, not the hospital, you know, former, all that stuff. And I'm just like, giving somebody a shot that creates Ebola-like symptoms, I mean, this doesn't even sound real. It's so crazy, and it's hiding in plain view. From your medical background and sources, what do you think's happening here?
Well, here's the problem. Informed consent is a basic patient right. And if someone is going to be exposed to a medicine, a vaccine, a surgical procedure, they have a right to know the risk and the benefits, and even that they're exposed to it, that they might get infected with it. This situation is, because of the shedding, potentially someone who is vaccinated or infected with a live Ebola virus vaccine that's weakened. It is weakened. It's not the full deadly Ebola.
But won't it still come up as positive Ebola, which will create hysteria?
Yes. Yeah, it is absolutely live Ebola, and it will test positive for live Ebola. And yes, that will be a sensational.
Yeah, you know me. I'm always thinking of the war game, how they use viruses for control. I'm looking, why do this? That's what it looks like to me as a false alarm.
You better believe everybody will panic if they hear the word Ebola, as there's an outbreak of Ebola. And did we see people lining up for COVID shots, not knowing the risk and the benefits, just cutting in line? Didn't we see cars waiting in line for hours just to roll up their sleeve and to inject their bodies with what the Bayer pharmaceutical president, Stefan Ulrich, said was a gene therapy? He spilled the beans. It was gene therapy. But this is a live Ebola virus that's weakened, attenuated is the medical term. And so for someone who has a healthy immune system, they may not have a lot of trouble, but we have a huge segment of our society that is immune compromised. And
well,
this
sure, so this sounds
problem.
To me like, instead of gain of function, it's impaired function, but you still know there's a target group. This seems like bio warfare to me.
Well, you got two things. You got the vaccine, and then you got this bio lab that's going to be reportedly working with Ebola right down the street. Now, that could be a real problem for everybody.
I was about to say, what's the coincidence that they have this Ebola bio lab down the street? Now they're doing this. I think you're totally right. They're getting our first responder group ready for something they're planning.
It sure looks like they're being prepared for a future. They admit that the reason they're taking care of their first responders, paramedics, doctors, nurses at Denver Health, the healthcare center in Colorado, for a future outbreak of Ebola. So why would they be thinking that? Maybe it has something to do with a lab that's being created right now that reportedly is going to be working with Ebola. And when you're doing genetic engineering on Ebola, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. If it'll be more infectious, if it'll be, which that's what gain-of-function research is about, making it more contagious, more infectious, and also more deadly. It's genetic engineering.
So this is illegal. This is illegal behavior.
This is what was shipped off out of North Carolina to Wuhan Institute of Virology.
So that's the real takeaway, is they're bringing gain-of-function publicly back.
Yes, right in our face, right in the middle of the country, is my understanding. And I got to say, what could go wrong?
Wow. Stay there, Doc. I know you're on your break. I want to spend a few minutes with your highly recommended investigative journalist, familiar with his work, John Fleetwood, johnfleetwood.com on Substack. John, you've been helping collate to get this all together. We got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to break. Give us your view on what you're witnessing.
Well, if I can, General Jones, it's an honor to be on your show. I've been listening to you for a long time. I learned how to read and report the news from you and your crew. And if I could, I would just like to recommend that everybody get Survival Shield on InfoWarsStore.com. I haven't gotten sick since I've been taking that. Brain Force Ultra, I like it because it has the ashwagandha, so it kind of takes the edge off of any jitters that you might get if you just have coffee. And then the Nitric Boost that has the arginine in it, so it really helps with workouts and then libido as well. So what I like to do is see the whole picture here and how everything is connected. The Ervebo vaccine is made by Merck, a pharmaceutical company, and Merck is owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. Alex, you report on those asset managers a lot. BlackRock has $10 trillion under management. That's more than the GDP of every country in the world, leaving out the U.S. and China. That's the problem here. That's how it connects with the WEF. BlackRock, who owns, by the way, Pfizer, as well as Merck, who makes this Ebola vaccine, they're officially listed as a partner on the WEF website. So at Davos, they have the meeting that you've been covering this morning. They're listed as a partner on their website. The CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, is also a board member there at the World Economic Forum. Why is that important? Because the World Economic Forum also has, as a partner, Bill Gates, who has said during TED Talk, a now infamous TED Talk during the 2010s, that if they do a good, this is a quote, if they do a good enough job with vaccines and other, they call them health, we put that in quotes, therapeutics, that they can lower the world's population by 10%. So Gates is an official partner there at the WEF. Microsoft is an official partner at the WEF. So they're all linked. The WEF is pushing this depopulation agenda. That's how this is all connected. The WEF is the head. Maybe you can go behind that and point to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Maybe you can do that. But what we can prove beyond any doubt is that the WEF is pushing this depopulation agenda, their Great Reset, at the end of which you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. They have as an official partner BlackRock, this asset manager who owns all of the pharmaceutical industry. They also own all the news industry from CNN, ABC, CBS to Fox News. So the same asset managers who run all the news agencies from Fox News to CNN, it doesn't matter if it's left or right, or if it's mainstream, it's owned and controlled by BlackRock, who's a partner with the WEF. They also own all the pharmaceutical industries from Pfizer is owned by BlackRock. AstraZeneca is owned by BlackRock. Johnson & Johnson.
So they own the government responses. They own the regulators. They own it all. And now they're injecting people with live Ebola in Colorado. I mean, it's just what an incredible scandal.
That's right. And this information about the shedding, we've heard that term and we kind of throw it around. And you think this is coming from people in their basement with tinfoil hats. It's not. This is regulated by the FDA. When you pick up a Coke can, you can turn it around and see how many calories are in it, how many carbohydrates are in it, what it's made of. It's got sugar and, you know, molasses, whatever else is in it. It's the same thing with vaccines. This is regulated by the FDA. The FDA.
Yeah, we're
going to
show those documents. Stay right there, John Fleetwood. Start over. We're going to show them the FDA website admitting this is real Ebola spreading in people. I mean, this, you can't make this up. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, I want listeners to listen to me very carefully. And I want to explain human psychology. And I know most of you get this, some of you may not, but just listen to me carefully. This is all about normalization of outrageous behavior. The drag queen pedophile time, the open borders, the fentanyl, the wars, the anti-family garbage. The globalists admit in their own documents, we've covered it ad nauseum. We have Jay Dyer on every week to just read their own white papers, where they talk about us like we're little kids at the little kid table at Thanksgiving. They're the big adults at the big kid table. And that's what frustrates me. It's like, you're admitting your plan to make me eat bugs and enslave me and finally kill me. I don't want that. And the globalists go, well, you're not going to wake the public up. They're a bunch of animals. I don't believe that. And you now see at Davos, they're getting confronted by world leaders telling them you're going down. I know one thing about psychotic elites in history. They're always arrogant when people are asleep. And they're arrogant once people wake up. But I'm not a virologist. I'm not a medical doctor like Dr. Bartlett, who's been on the governor's, you know, state board and all that. But I know how to read news articles, and I know how to know. I've been on there 30 years. But for 25 years, I was told and read the news that the majority of polio is from the damn shot. And now that's AP Reuters. I showed you that earlier. Because it's a live virus. And it paralyzes the kids. If a kid has a bad immune system, it's the same as giving them weaponized, regular, or even weaponized pathogen. So that's what Dr. Bartlett's saying. If you've got a rundown immune system with these COVID shots, and you get shed on by the Ebola injection, which is a live virus, yeah, it's weakened, you can get the same damn Ebola or something close to it. Now, correct me, and we'll go back to investigative journalist John Fleetwood here in a moment, but I'm a layman, not a medical doctor like you. Am I right with what I said, or am I wrong, doctor?
No, you're right. You're right on. If someone has a weakened immune system, and there's a long list of things that are causing a large segment of our community to be immune compromised, if they get a weakened Ebola live virus infection, it could be devastating to them. And we know with the wild Ebola that's out there in Africa that it could kill 50% of the people that get the disease if they're not treated. But if you're immune compromised, it'll be much more difficult for you to survive. And so even with a vaccine, live weakened Ebola virus, it could be a disaster. And so
why would they do something? I don't mean to interrupt. Why, and then make your point, but why would they do something so reckless? I guess it's all about just setting the precedent, or why?
Well, I think it's probably, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're concerned about an Ebola outbreak in Colorado. And if that's what they're doing, and they think that that for the greater good they're going to, they know there's a risk, but they're not asking the public if it's okay to use a live Ebola vaccine that can shed 31% of the time. They're just doing it because they've decided they've weighed the risk and the benefits, and the benefit to society is better that they have a prepared paramedic, nurse, and doctors at Denver Health in case there's an outbreak.
And they're the ones moving weaponized Ebola into a lab, and then
that's the problem.
And then now we've got to take. I mean, it's so obviously the question is, why the hell are they moving these labs in the U.S.?
Good question. I used to be concerned about the open border, that Ebola or Nipah virus or smallpox might be brought by an enemy state across the border with the millions that are coming across. No one's checking their pockets. Nobody's testing these people to see if they have smallpox or Ebola. Many are gotaways that are not ever screened. And so I thought that would be the problem. But here in our face, they're actually building a bat lab in Colorado in the center of the United States, right down the street from Cheyenne Mountain, right down the street from the U.S. Air Force Academy. And in a strategic location as far as transportation in the United States. And they're literally, it's reported they're going to be working with not the weakened vaccine Ebola virus, but with Ebola and doing genetic engineering on it. That's what's been reported.
Which again, doctor, is gain of function and illegal, right?
Right. And so, yeah, there's been a moratorium on that, and that's how come back when Obama was president, it was shipped out of the United States to China to continue work on COVID-like viruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Sure, so let me speculate, and I want you to continue, and I'll bring in John Fleetwood. When we know they got in trouble at Chapel Hill and other places, North Carolina and University of Texas, Galveston's doing this in 2015, so they moved it to China. Now they're trying to move it back here. We see them using this for a power grab. I see them doing all this as plausible deniability so that the workers think, oh, it's just part of a larger, you know, emergency plan. But I think, to me, this looks like they're preparing an Ebola outbreak. And then you mentioned the WF and the UN saying they believe Ebola is the main threat. I mean, Ebola's in Africa and hardly even there. This looks as obvious as hell as we're being set up.
Yeah, it sure looks like a setup, feels like a setup to me. Let's just say, if there was an outbreak of Ebola in Colorado, Would it be blamed, possibly, in the mainstream media on the immigrants that are coming across the border unscreened? It could be, but could it come straight from the lab? I mean, we just last week had Anthony Fauci do the best he could at telling the truth by saying that this is the closest I've seen him tell the truth, where he says that a lab leak is not a conspiracy theory. For the COVID.
And he also went on to say masks don't work and social distancing was BS.
Oh, he's lied over and over and over again. I say that without blinking, without stuttering. He has lied to the American people over and over again. And I think the most dangerous misinformation that has been spoken in the history of the world so far is when he got on the internet on an interview with Matthew McConaughey and said budesonide for COVID is just a placebo. It doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. My dad was at 85% oxygen, about to go in a respirator. Instantly, within an hour, bounced up to 90-some percent and came back when you gave us that.
The evidence is at budesonideworks.com for any skeptics. Or if you want to be prepared, where you can just click on a link and it can pull up the studies from Oxford University and around the world, it's there.
And doesn't that piss you off that they knew that and tried to block it? Like, they literally tried to kill my dad. I take that personal.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very offended that so many good people died that should not have died. According to Oxford University, the oldest university in the English-speaking world, with two randomized controlled trials, Oxford, that has 72 Nobel Prize laureates, might be a credible source of information. That is the same place that said we should use IV dexamethasone for COVID in the beginning. But then they updated and they said, wait a minute, we got something that doesn't just increase survival 30% with IV steroids. We got budesonide, an inhaled steroid that could make 90% not even go to the ER.
Doctor, this side issue is important because they're hitting us again, obviously. What does the inhalable steroid do that's so different?
It actually is targeted. It doesn't have the side effects of IV steroids of causing GI bleeding from ulcers, of turning down the immune system every time, of decreasing bone density and muscle mass. That's what IV steroids do. But budesonide shuts down the release of the cytokines, the poisons that are released from the lung lining that go total body and lead to death. All the symptoms are the result of the cytokines being released from the lung lining. Budesonide shuts down.
So, again, I'm not a doctor, but put it in layman's terms, just like the Spanish flu or whatever, it was an autoimmune response, killed most people?
So it was actually, when you get the virus COVID, it then triggers the release of inflammatory chemicals that can cause all the symptoms. The fever, the body aches, the shortness of breath, the acute respiratory distress syndrome, the problem with breathing, the low oxygen. All of that is because of the poisons released from the lung lining. They all get shut down.
But it was like flipping a switch. As soon as I put my dad on it, then I got sick from him the next week and went on it. And I couldn't breathe. My wife went to the hospital. She was panicking. And I put her on the stuff you sent us, budesonide and the nebulizer. She's like, oh, my God, it all went away. But you have to do it every 3-4 hours because it's panicking. You can't breathe. The average person wasn't told that.
Yeah, you're like you're drowning. You literally are starving for oxygen. And I have patients that would, with their first nebulizer treatment of budesonide, their oxygen level would be in the 80s. While they're on that 3-minute treatment, it would go up to the 90s.
By the way, what do you make of people that say there is no virus? I know the shot's the main thing, but no, I mean, I never felt this in my life. And I was 48 when it happened. I'm 50 now. Believe me, I never felt anything like this. This was real.
Yeah.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I have a FOIA request to the FDA, sued them for the Pfizer shot data, and the FDA told us, we have that information in the computer, we're legally supposed to give that to you, but we don't want the American people to see this information for 55 years. And so that was kind of interesting to me as a doctor, because we have to give informed consent to our patients, and we can't give the information if we don't have it. And so 2 weeks later, the FDA said, we've changed our mind. We don't want the American people to see this for 75 years. This is the FDA. And so
they're saying that about the COVID vaccine in federal court.
Yes. Yes. And so I was in federal court in Fort Worth with the federal judge, Mark Pittman, where he told the FDA, this is crazy. You're supposed to tell the American people this. You cannot withhold this from the people. And the FDA said through the Department of Justice lawyers, well, Judge, we don't have enough staff to release this information to the American people for 75 years. And I thought, how many people does it take to push print?
Well, that's what they said in the J6 thing. And I had the lawyers that were there. They said, how many feds were there? And they said, so many, we can't tell you.
Wow. Well, you know, that's a whole other topic, but we're seeing a pattern of behavior, a mode of operation. And so the judge says, BS, that's what we say in Texas, that's paraphrasing, you're going to have to give that information to the American people. And so we found a list of 1,200 diagnoses that Pfizer had made. Pfizer made the list of diseases that will either kill you immediately or could incapacitate you, disable you for life, that Pfizer made associated with their Pfizer shot. And they gave that to the FDA, and the FDA didn't want to release that, but it was released in February 22. And so that was revealing. So the, many of those diagnoses have been confirmed and reported around the world in peer-reviewed medical journals.
Absolutely. Back to Ebola on the time we've got, that I'm going to hold John Fleetwood into the next hour. He's got a lot to say. Great work he's doing. Well, this Ebola thing, I mean, I don't even know how to get my mind around giving a live virus Ebola shot in Colorado with no Ebola cases, but down the street is a weaponized Ebola lab. I mean, that sounds, like you said, a setup. What else should we know about this, doctor?
Well, number one, that if someone gets that vaccine, they could share that to strangers that they don't know. Strangers could be exposed to the live Ebola virus that's in that vaccine without ever being told that they're exposed to it. And if they're immune compromised, that could be a disaster. And, you know, in our healthcare system, we have, in the United States, we have a lot of people who are limping along that we're able to keep alive because of the biologics that can turn down the immune system for autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and Crohn's disease. And for just prednisone and corticosteroids that suppress the immune system, those people would be at great risk. And so that's something that's, they need to know that. And the other thing is that Red Hill Biopharma, a pharmaceutical company, was tasked by the military in North Carolina, that's where it's headquartered, to make new Ebola medicines, antiviral medicines for Ebola right now. And they've come up with two that are supposed to be used with remdesivir. Where did we hear about remdesivir? Well, remdesivir was originally used in Africa for Ebola, and it was a bad idea there. And then
didn't it kill like half the people? I'm going from memory.
Yes. So actually, if you go to the article at johnfleetwood.com about this, he shows the New England Journal of Medicine graph that was in the New England Journal showing a 53% death rate when it was compared to three monoclonal antibodies that were more effective at treating Ebola outbreaks in Africa. And remdesivir was dropped from use in that initial trial because it was causing such a disaster. So, yes, it didn't work there for Ebola, so why would we want to use it here for Ebola?
And after you leave, I'll show the actual government reports. But you notice I've read it, actually, 70%. I don't claim I'm the doctor, but I'm reading all this stuff. Why do they keep pushing remdesivir? Who owns that? Because all it does is what? Turns off your organs, makes whatever it is worse?
It's an antiviral medicine that was a bad idea initially for Ebola in Africa. And so I think why would it be a good idea for Americans here for Ebola? And so... that just is counterintuitive.
So what needs to happen? What needs to happen with the bioweapon lab in Colorado and them giving the healthcare workers? I mean,
it isn't over yet. This is an information war, and it does matter to speak up. And you really are a watchman on the wall, Alex, warning the people of danger so that we could possibly avert disaster. And so I saw that Senator Joni Ernst, I believe from Iowa, has been interviewed about this bio lab with bats studying Ebola in Colorado, and so she's aware of it. But we need all senators to have their feet held to the fire. All congressmen, talk to your mayors, talk to every government leader that you can get a hold of, and tell them about this, and tell them to intervene.
What's crazy is I'm reading these documents, and they say we're worried about an outbreak in Colorado. How obvious it is! They got a damn weapon lab right there.
Right. So it's not over yet. We haven't had an outbreak yet, but it sure looks like a setup. And that's one of the nine. We know that, for instance, if they start pushing the monkeypox/smallpox Janos vaccine and people panic because they're told that there's a smallpox outbreak, that has a 25% spontaneous abortion rate. Did you hear what I just said?
Wow.
And so these vaccines have a risk. And so to just roll up your sleeve out of fear, we already saw how that worked for 36,000. According to the CDC's own VAERS website, 36,000 deaths from the COVID shots in the last 2 years.
Let me throw this out at you. It was like a month ago, and there was multiple states had rabies outbreak fears. No kids had rabies. They tested the cats that were by the school. Nobody had rabies. Total national news. That's to create fear. You'd think a bioweapon lab with weaponized Ebola, and down the street they're giving the medical workers a live Ebola shot, you'd think that'd be a top story.
You would think so, Alex. And so I, but again, we see that what we're being told in the mainstream media is, it does not seem to be the most important thing. And many times it looks like they're trying to distract us from the most important thing that is being buried. And so I thank you for what you do with InfoWars on getting the word out. And I'm going to continue to,
well, Dr. Bartlett, I want to thank you. You got to come back soon about this, but you mentioned these graphs, cumulative reported deaths after vaccination 3 years. And I would read their own reports, and it's the government's own reports say that they think it's the shot causing a lot of it.
Yes. So for, you know, bouncing around, for the number one cause of polio now in Africa is the live virus vaccine virus. And so what could happen with a live Ebola virus vaccine that they have already started to use in Colorado? We can only imagine. But we need to intervene and stop this gain of function genetic engineering with deadly viruses. It's supposed to be a level 4 biosafety lab if it's going to work with Ebola, and it's been reported that that lab is supposed to be a level 2, which is not supposed to be working with Ebola. So we need to have more information. We need eyes on this. We need everybody scrutinizing what's going on with that lab right now in Colorado Springs. Are they, what level are they? Biosafety level 4? Biosafety level 2? How many corners are they cutting? And should they be doing this in the United States at all? Joni Ernst, senator from Iowa, says no about this specific bioweapon lab.
All right, Doctor, we're out of time. I'm going to continue on and give him the floor with John Fleetwood on the other side. But again, where do people go? They need to go to Budesonineworks.com, totally free. You're not even selling Budesonine. You're trying to help people with what's ongoing with all these new viruses they released. And where else do they find you?
Well, John Fleetwood, I collaborate with him a lot. When I uncover something, then he immediately knows where to go. And he should explain that to you, how he is with his gift, sorting out the things that are hidden in the library of the National Institute of Health.
All right, well, you guys are quite the team. Dr. Bartlett, thank you for calling me yesterday. Thank you for warning us about this. I didn't know this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, you can stay with us another 30 minutes, right, John Fleetwood?
Yes, sir.
You've been very calm and nice putting up with me and Dr. Bartlett. But I want to come back and talk about all your research, what you're doing. All right, we're going to bring it right back. Please remember, folks, I don't have George Soros and your order funding. I'm funded by you, plus I've got products you need. Please go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get wonderful tracing systems, get the new special we've got running right now on DNA Force Plus and Real Red Bull Plus together, 50% off. The Supercharge Your Body's Defenses combo, they're 40% off individually. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, either signed or signed. They're both fundraisers. Americans are fighting back. Humans are fighting back, but we can't do it without you. So please support us, and I thank all of those that have supported us in the years past. I want to encourage those that haven't to get in the fight now, but regardless, share the link at InfoWars.com/show and Real Alex Jones right now, because this isn't Netflix, it's not entertainment, it's not a movie. This is the real world, and only you can carry this info forward. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.